Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out. There are Eagles mandatory minicamp going on right now. And yesterday, according to all reports, not a great day for the Eagles offense. And I'm not surprised because this is a brand new scheme. And it is a scheme that is a complete departure from what they were doing. And they're going up against Vic Fangio and a defense that has been in this system for a few years. So I'm not surprised. But let's dive into why I am so intrigued and I can't wait to watch this offense this season. All right, so a lot to do, of course, on the show here today on the WIP Daily episode and midday show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, check everything out on YouTube, 94 WIP. Deron blew one last night, but you know we'll give him a pass. The offense got to be better. Than they have been, and more last night. That's not enough runs to win baseball games on a consistent basis. But the Eagles offense, right? So Lane Johnson spoke yesterday, spoke excitedly about the new scheme, about Chris Cooper, the new offensive line coach, about Sean Mannion, about how smart he is. And I was thinking about, you know, this offense, this season. And I don't think I've been this excited, this intrigued to watch an Eagles offense probably since Chip Kelly arrived. Now, this doesn't mean this will be better than the best they had in the last 4 or 5 years under Nick and Jalen and the different coordinators. It likely won't. It doesn't mean this will come close to the best they had under Doug Peterson in 2017. It likely won't. That's not the what I'm saying. What I'm saying is from an intrigue perspective, this is the most intrigued I've been to watch what an Eagles offense looks like, how it operates, how the coach goes about things, and how it flows since Chip Kelly. When Chip Kelly came in, it was, you can't take your eyes off the television. You want to watch that scheme. You want to watch to see if it could work in the NFL, specifically with the players that Chip Kelly had in place then back in 2013. And I feel the same way now about Sean Mannion's offense. You know, I think the scheme itself, the roots, the basis, the baseline of Sean Mannion's, derivative of Matt LaFleur, derivative of Sean McVay, derivative of Kyle Shanahan, it works. We know that. There's a really good sense of what this offense is. It's why so many teams around the NFL now are running some sort of variation of this. I mean, if you think about it, let's just go through the teams quickly and see what we come up with. Teams that are running some sort of offense like this, okay? The Commanders with David Blau coming from the Lions, you know, which came from, you know, the Ben Johnson type of thing, right? So we're going to have this in Washington. We're going to have this here in Philadelphia. Obviously, Green Bay, obviously Detroit runs a variation of this. Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell runs a variation of this. The Bears. So the whole North, two out of the East teams, the whole North. You go to the South. Kellen Moore, I wouldn't call him part of this tree. He's his own thing. I would say, yes, the Buccaneers. I would say, yes, Canales with the... Actually, no, I would say the Panthers, not really, because that's more of a shotgun-based thing with Bryce Young. But, okay. So, yes, the Buccaneers. And that 14 in the South would be, yes, of course, Stefanski with the Minnesota, with the Vikings back in the day and Cousins and all that, and then the Browns, and now he's with the Falcons. So, two in the East, all four in the North, two in the South. NFC West, I mean, they're all, right? I mean, it's all that. It's McVay, it's Shanahan, it's Mike LaFleur, who's now the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, and it is Seattle, you know, keeping what they had last year to an extended place after watching Kubiak leave. So that's 10 of the 16 NFC teams. Or actually, it's 4 and 4 is 8. It's 12 of the 16 NFC teams. You go to the AFC, and the Jets will run a derivative of this. The Dolphins run a derivative of this. Not so much the Bills. Not so much, obviously, McDaniel and the New England Patriots. You go to the North. Clearly, that this is the kind of scheme that is run for Joe Burrow with Zach Taylor there in Cincinnati. You will get a derivative of Dalton, the new offensive coordinator in Declan Doyle, in Baltimore. So you have it in Baltimore now. You have it in Cincinnati. Not so much in Pittsburgh with Mike McCarthy. He's done his own thing for a long time. And the Browns with Todd Monk, it's its own thing. So two in the AFCs, two in the AFC North. You go to the South. Yes, in Houston with what they have in place with C.J. Stroud. Brian Daboll is going to do his own thing in Tennessee. Yes, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I say Steich is its own thing. So two out of the four. So we have six right now in the AFC. So we're up to 18 teams in the NFL running this type of scheme. McDaniel, yes, in the Chargers. Kubiak, yes. And I'll put Peyton and Reed in their own. So 20 of the 32 teams in the NFL right now are running some sort of derivative of this scheme. The scheme is sound. The scheme, the concept, the marrying of the run and the pass, it is all super sound, and that's why teams are doing it. But how will it look here in Philadelphia? Can it work? My gut instinct, and you're not going to be surprised by this, is this scheme and this ask is oil and water for Jalen Hurts. And Hurts in the scheme feel to me like oil and water. Jalen Hurts is not a turn-his-back-to-defense quarterback. He's not a get-the-ball-out-of-his-hands-quickly quarterback. It's not what he's been. And he's had an aversion to the middle of the field. I think in part because Jalen Hurts hangs his hat on no turnovers. And in this system, turnovers are going to happen once in a while. Because when you are so trustworthy, if something breaks down, he's going to throw a pick. That's why Brock Purdy throws a good amount of picks, because he is super trustworthy of the scheme. And, you know, if he or the receiver are on the same page and he thinks something and the other guy thinks something else, it could go right to a defender. They played a Monday night game last year against Carolina where he did that a couple times. But he also is going to make a lot of plays over the middle of the field. Playoff game last year. Quinyon Mitchell took two away, but he also made a lot of plays over the middle of the field. This system is built more for Brock Purdy than it is for Jalen Hurts. I don't think this is going to be great for Jalen. But Jalen's not the only part of this. And I don't think Jalen is the be-all and the end-all now for the Eagles as they consider their system. It was. And I don't think it is anymore. I think it's now we're moving away from the Eagles relying on players to win on the offensive side of the football. And we're going to now rely on them they're now going to rely on scheme to win. So how quickly do the players from Jalen to the offensive line, to the running backs, to the receivers, to the tight ends pick up on this offense? And with that, how does it look? You know, we had a Harry Douglas on yesterday on the Midday Show. Harry used to play in the NFL for the Falcons and Titans. Now just ESPN Radio with Freddie Coleman. And he thinks they're going to be in two tight end, 12 personnel a lot. And Dan Orlovsky, who is very familiar with this system and the Packers and how it's done, echoed that same thought when I saw him talking about it. And that would mean double tight ends with, you know, a combination of Goddard, Stowers, Munt, you know, depending on what they're trying to accomplish on the down. Sowers probably out there more for the passing downs versus Munt on the running downs. But you can't be too specific. You can't give everything away, but probably leaning more to that. And then that only leaves two receivers. You know, Jalen Hurts has acted, performed, played, and thrived with three receiver sets, you know, 21 personnel for a lot of his, I would say most snaps in his career. And this would be a departure from that. So now you're only going to have two receivers in the field most times. Devontae would be one of those receivers. I would think early it's going to be mostly Da'Tavion Wicks as the other guy outside. That means Mekhi Lemon's slower to join the fray and more of a slot guy when they use that formation, which might not be, you know, super often. Might be a third down formation rather than a first down formation for the Eagles.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus to wager. DC, Maryland, and Virginia only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For help in Maryland, can also visit mdgamblinghelp.org in partnership with MGM National Harbor.
So, the intrigue of Jalen, the intrigue of how they deploy their tight ends and receivers. Does this bring the run game back in a significant way? Can they run the football better than they did last year, which was a problem? They didn't run it well last year. Saquon did not run it well last year. Can they run it at a higher clip this year? And then the offensive line. Is this scheme good for them? And how long will they take? Because these guys have all only done this in the NFL. Look at this offensive line. Lane Johnson, drafted by the Eagles. Jeff Stoutland. Tyler Steen, drafted by the Eagles. Cam Jurgens, drafted by the Eagles. Landon Dickerson, drafted by the Eagles. Jordan Mailata, drafted by the Eagles. This is a fully homegrown offensive line. And what's interesting is a lot of times where a team will have a new system, they'll bring a few players in that have experience. And the Eagles did that with Da'Tavion Wicks. And I suppose you could say they did it with Andy Dalton. Like, he did it with some guys that have played in systems either exactly the same or similar, so they could help bring everybody else along. Just even by osmosis, try to incorporate everybody in. Oh, I see the way he's doing it. He knows what he's doing. That kind of thing. They didn't do that at all on the offensive line. I found that to be very bizarre. They didn't seemingly draft one that had a lot of high experience in college in this system. But they didn't go out and get a free agent. I thought it would have behooved them. Like, you know, I'll give you an example of the Bears, right? The Bears, when they brought Ben Johnson in and they wanted to improve the offensive line, they found guys that would fit Ben Johnson's scheme. You know, you're seeing it now with Linderbaum going to the Raiders. You know, Kubiak kind of honed in on him and zeroed in and said, that's the guy. It reminded me of Alex Mack back in the day with the Niners and the Falcons and Shanahan. I mean, it's like you go get the guy, the anchor you need to start building this thing the right way. Eagles didn't do that. So how long will it take the offensive line? And then with Sean Mannion, all we're hearing now is genius, smart, really sharp, all those kind of things. And I buy it. I believe it. And I'm a Mannion man. But how long does it take? So there's two parts well, it's more than two, but there's certainly two parts to being a really good offensive coordinator and a good offensive mind. You're going to have to, number one, be able to design and teach and get the plays on paper and show the players, this is how I want you to do it. Okay. And then get them up to speed and feel like you're prepared and all that kind of stuff and ready to go. The other part is then having a feel and a flow for calling a game within the game. And this is where Nick Sirianni didn't. It's where Kellen Moore did. It's where Kevin Petullo didn't. It's where Brian Johnson didn't. It's where Shane Steichen did. It's where Doug Peterson completely and totally did have the feel. He had the feel. He knew if I do this play here, I can set that play up later. If I do this play here, we work off of that. I think it was the former quarterback in him, and he really saw things from a really bright perspective. Bright perspective when it came to calling plays. Sean Mannion, that had no idea. I mean, anyone could draw up an offense. Anyone could draw up plays and teach them. Can you sequence them to catch the defense off guard, to get in ahead of a defensive coordinator, to get a linebacker and a blender, and then go back over and over and over again? All these questions are so fascinating. And then you throw this in. In years past, the Eagles, let's just go to 2024 when they won the Super Bowl, the Eagles were reluctant to let the scheme dictate the season. And what I mean by that is they were struggling 2-2. And it was a new scheme. And, you know, Kellen Moore was trying to put his stuff in. And at 2-2, they got together, whether it be Sirianni, Moore, the offensive line, the leaders or whatever, and said, let's scrap a lot of this. Let's go back to basics. Let's run the football. And let's lean on a defense that's emerging here. And they did. And they became the best team in the NFL and won the Super Bowl. But they stunted the growth of the quarterback. Let's call it for what it is. They stunted Jalen Hurts' growth. That Kellen Moore thing could have been more of a long-term thing if they gave up the chance at the Super Bowl. I believe that. I believe, you know, there's a chance that if the 2024 Eagles stick with what they're doing, Kellen Moore might still be here, and there's more of a long-term track to the offense than they gave it because of what they did. Now, Moore got a job, and they won the Super Bowl, so no one's complaining, but I don't think they're going to do that again. My gut tells me if they're struggling through the first month, they stick with this. They don't scrap it because wins and losses in this particular season are the only measuring board. I don't see it that way. I don't see the roster that way. I don't see the pursuit that way. I don't see it. But what I see is a fascinating offensive experiment. Can the quarterback do this? Does the running back still have juice left in his legs? Does the offensive line have the ability? Can you teach old dogs new tricks on the fly? Which receivers will thrive besides Devontae? How many tight ends will be on the field? Will Stowers be the bigger impact rookie than Lemon because of the two tight end sets? Does Mannion have the juice as a play caller, not just a smart guy in the classroom? All these, I can't wait for. This is the most excited, interested, intrigued I've been with an Eagles offense in a very, very long time. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Newsletter, joe-beehiv.com. You can subscribe for free there. Newsletter up every day. Links in the show. Thank you for listening, making WIP Daily a part of your day. Subscribe. Tell everyone you know about it. Thanks for listening to WIP Daily.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?